The Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. It's Moffy in the morning and tops around about 21 degrees today. We might get some showers around. Now, I want to comment on a caller to the night shift here on Triple M earlier this morning. On the way to the gym, I've got to be honest, the heart rate was rising before I even got there because of this fool. His name's Ross from the Central Coast. He was calling up to have a whinge about double demerit points. Take a listen.
It's quite weird that all of a sudden, yeah, we've got a public holiday. I understand it all and all the rest of it. But New South Wales government has decided to turn it into a five-day long weekend double demerits for the state of New South Wales. So it starts as of tonight, as of Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. and it's going for 5 days, and they're going to be double demerits. Like they would for any of the public holidays, you know, that normally would fall on a Monday or a Friday, and yes. they normally are a long weekend. Where did this come from, and why are we copping it for? You know, there's still professional drivers that are going to be out there on the road. Yes, I understand it's about road safety, but is this about road safety this time, or is this about road revenue?
You say revenue raising, but it's double demerits. The fines are higher as well when the double demerits period is on. Is that right, Ross?
Yeah, that's correct. And I get that side of it. But, you know, don't they, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we know when our normal public holidays are, and every year double demerits happen over Christmas, and they almost go for a two-week period. But why are we being slapped? Well, it's not a long weekend. Thursday's the public holiday. But is this in retaliation with those kids that have had accidents over the last couple of weeks?
Look, it might be politically motivated. Yeah, yeah.
I get that, and I understand that, you know, we've had two lots of kids that have been involved in two bad accidents. But don't punish the good drivers. I'm a truck driver and been on the road for quite a number of years now. And the best I've been done for is a speeding ticket and driving over an unbroken white line. And I drive every day. I'm doing at least 250,000 kilometres a year. So why am I being punished for other people's behaviour?
Dead set, that bloke's an idiot. I've only got done for speeding and driving over an unbroken line. I bet the person coming the other way when he crossed that line wasn't real happy either. Firstly, just to clarify a couple of things, I checked with New South Wales Police this morning. The fines don't go up. It's just double demerit points. It's double the points. So, for example, to explain it for idiots like Ross from the Central Coast, if you're a dickhead on the roads doing the wrong thing today, you'll cop a fine and points. If you're a dickhead on the road tomorrow, you'll cop the same fine and you'll lose twice the points. I didn't think it was that hard. Regardless, look, if you drive to the rules, it's not going to be an issue. Anyone that claims that it's revenue raising or I'm being punished because of other drivers is just a fool. And while we're at it too, we need to change the language from calling them accidents to calling them what they are, crashes. I mean, an accident suggests that it wasn't avoidable. And I can tell you now, every crash is avoidable.